This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strofe. Russia pounded Kharkiv with missiles on Thursday, killing seven people inside a printing house. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
Kharkiv Mayor Ihor Terekhov said Russia fired 15 missiles in and around Kharkiv.
You can see that the Russians hit the factory, which was a printing house. Books and workbooks were printed here.
The regional governor said there were no military facilities near this strike, in which officials said over 28 people were wounded. On social media, Zelensky chided Ukraine's international partners for failing to provide enough air defense systems, or for allowing Ukraine to use allies' weapons to strike missile launchers inside Russia. Although shipments from the US's aid package have begun to arrive, Ukrainian forces have been outmanned and outgunned by Russia's military.
Fiona Jones from Reuters. U.S. President Joe Biden is praising Haiti for sending forces to quell a gang uprising in Haiti and defending the lack of American forces. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
A multinational force in Haiti will include about 1,000 Kenyan police officers.
The women and children in Haiti deserve peace.
Kenyan President William Ruto at the White House with President Biden, who says the U.S. will give $300 million to support that force. He opted against sending American personnel for a simple reason.
Just raises all kinds of questions that can be easily misrepresented.
While he's trying to avoid that, Ruto is facing legal challenges at home over why Kenyan forces will go overseas. Ruto says it's Kenya's duty as a democracy.
Insecurity, instability anywhere is insecurity and instability everywhere.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The U.S. state of Louisiana's legislature approves a bill classifying abortion pills as controlled dangerous substances. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
The drugs are mifepristone and misoprostol. Republican State Senator Thomas Presley filed the bill. His sister's husband was slipping her abortion-inducing drugs without her knowledge or consent.
I think this is the right thing to do. I think it'll protect women while allowing those that have legitimate health care needs for these pills to continue to get these pills.
Numerous doctors say this will make it harder to prescribe the medicines women may need. Democratic State Senator Jay Luno says time delays could be fatal.
And that just doesn't make sense. And I hope and pray that if and when that happens, it's not to one of our daughters or wives.
Louisiana currently has a near total abortion ban, applying both to surgical and medical abortions. I'm Ed Donahue.
Iran has interred late President Ibrahim Raisi at the holiest Shiite shrine in the nation, days after a fatal helicopter crash killed him, the country's foreign minister, and six others. Raisi was placed Thursday inside a tomb at the Imam Reza Shrine in Mashhad, where Shiite Islam's eighth imam is buried. Raisi is the first top government official to be buried at the shrine since the 1979 Islamic Revolution. The death of Raisi, Foreign Minister Hussein Amir Abdullahian, and six others in the crash on Sunday comes at a politically sensitive moment for Iran, both at home and abroad. A massive cradle of baby stars is revealed in new space telescope images. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
These stunning images come from the Euclid Observatory, which was launched last year from Florida to survey what's called the dark universe. The European Space Agency says it received images from Euclid's infrared camera, which was able to peek through the dust, revealing new regions of star formation, including one so-called nursery, Messier 78, which is 1,300 light years away. Euclid will spend the next several years observing billions of galaxies, which could help scientists better understand dark energy and dark matter, which make up most of the universe. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Defense officials from Chile have convened a meeting at the bottom of the planet, a bid to bolster their territorial claims in Antarctica as tensions escalate over Russia's maneuvers in the polar region. Lawmakers from Chile's Parliamentary Defense Committee flew Thursday to a desolate airbase for a meeting billed as an assertion of national sovereignty. The meeting comes amid a recent frenzy of media reports surrounding Russia's purported discovery of massive oil reserves in Antarctica back in 2020, when the Russian polar research vessel Alexander Kaprinsky reportedly uncovered some 500 billion barrels worth of crude oil. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.